Victims of domestic violence or sexual assault can vote without revealing where they live. These individuals use a confidential identification number in lieu of personal IDs at the polls. Their names and addresses are also excluded from otherwise public voter registries. Mary Lauby is the executive director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence. She says it's dangerous to our democracy to force victims to choose between personal safety and the right to vote.
We have, on occasion, fallen prey to limiting people's civil rights in the name of trying to keep them safe. And if it's a handful of battered women who can't vote because they've fled with their children for safety, that really does affect us all.
Anonymous voting has been available since 2000, but so far few have taken advantage of it. For example, last year Milwaukee had only one applicant. This year the city hasn't had any. Lauby isn't surprised by the low numbers. She says many victims are in states of crisis and are unprepared for elections. Others aren't aware that they can vote without making their addresses public. Interested victims need to apply for their identification numbers prior to Election Day. Those residing in shelters that protect their safety and those with protective orders in effect are eligible. Other victims who believe they're at risk may qualify by filing an affidavit with their municipal clerk. Jennifer Garrett, Wisconsin Public Radio.